Hey there, come on in, have a seat. You have your choice of the chair or the couch today. You want the couch, the usual? Okay, go ahead, get comfortable. Let's pick up from where we were last time. And I know one of your main concerns was your self-image and your self-esteem. And I know as a young man, dating can be very hard. It's hard for everybody. It's challenging not to take that rejection you receive and internalize it and search within yourself and say, well, what's wrong with me? Why was I rejected? Especially when you don't get that feedback from the other person. It can just leave your brain to overanalyze everything and come to the conclusion that there is something wrong with you, like either your personality or your looks. The brain likes to do that. So, are you still having those feelings of doubt? I mean, I gave you some exercises to do to help with negative thinking and to redirect some of that. Has that been helping? Okay, a little bit. All right. I just have to say this. You are attractive. I mean, if I was a young lady around your age, I would be very attracted to you. So you have to, I don't know if that means anything. It's probably slightly inappropriate, but maybe that would bring you around to the idea that you are attractive. And it's maybe the people who are rejecting you, are ghosting, it's something going on with them in their lives. We don't know their story. I want to break that pattern that you have of internalizing that rejection. And does that make sense? Is that okay that I tell you that I think you're attractive? Okay, but does that register to you? Are you taking that in and understanding that if I find you attractive, there's probably other women who are going to find you also attractive? Even knowing that, you're still having doubts, like you don't believe me. Okay. I know, we do have a lot of work to do, but I am serious. You are very attractive, and it hurts me that you are in this state, and it causes you a lot of agony. And as your therapist, it's my job to try to help give you some tools that can help resolve those issues that you have, because that's like a lot of mental energy that's wasted on that, because you are attractive. And what I'm about to say is most definitely going to cross a line, because I'm sitting across from you looking at your face and your body, and I must admit that when I look at you, my body reacts. Well, how do you feel about that? You still don't believe me? Okay, well, then I may have to show you an example. What do I mean by that? Well, I am currently sitting in this chair, pressing my thighs together, and trying to hide the fact that my panties are soaked looking at you. Every time you come in here, I have to keep it together and try not to go across the room and touch you and kiss you and do all the things that I want to you. It's challenging, almost to the point where I may have wanted to assign you to another therapist because I wanted to remain professional, but now I have clearly crossed that line. What do you still not understand? I'm looking at you, telling you my panties are soaked because I want to fuck you. Do I have to come over there?